Blog Talk Radio. Storybox Audio.
Good evening. It's 6 p.m. and this is the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters Radio. This evening with me is Wayne Johnson, regular host Wayne Johnson, and our good friend, presidential author Ronald Feynman, our best out tonight to our good friend and general host, Jack Jodell, who's a little under the weather, and you gentlemen, take it away. I did post today that everybody's pissed off, and so are we, so go at it.
Yeah. Well, Professor, pick a topic. We've got a whole list we can go down.
Oh, my God, do we? Well, what about this story about Putin and about his plan to have U.S. and U.K. troops, indeed hurt by Taliban and known by the intelligence community and told to Trump in March? Now, I admit there were a lot of things going on in March. I understand that. But still, it's his job to put national security ahead of maybe even the COVID-19. And he says he doesn't know anything about it. Isn't this crazy?
Yeah, well,
it's treason.
You know, obviously. We know that Trump is a pathological liar. Our own intelligence, foreign countries' intelligence, and even Bolton has come out publicly and admitted that, yes, Trump knew, was informed in his daily intelligence briefings that the Russians were paying a bounty to the Taliban for killing U.S. soldiers stationed in Afghanistan.
And also allied forces, including the United Kingdom, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. All of our, right, and our allies, that's right. We don't want to exclude Britain because they've got...
This is not unusual, gentlemen. What's unusual is that the news has slipped out from the intelligence community because the intelligence community has a lot of people in it that want to see this guy out of 1600. I think that's what you're looking... What you're looking at right now. I think one of the most important things we can talk about this week, if you would excuse me, is the fact that the guy sitting at 1600 right now and everybody affiliated with him, including the majority of the Republican Party, are throwing the citizens of this country under the bus with death bombs because of their politics and because they just don't really give a good rat's ass what happens to people.
That sums it up. They talk a good game of where we support our troops. It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit. And basically, what this president is doing right now is he's certainly not a United States president. He's a pretender.
No.
And what has happened under his authority and all of these Republicans are in on it. Not every one of them, but the majority of them, from the national to the state level, is nothing but profiteering. And to all of these people who have voted them in, who are now walking. I mean, you got to tell me now. I saw a meme and it was extraordinarily right on target. One of those Sam Neill memes that said, you've got to sign a waiver to walk in to a Trump rally. But then you go into a Trump rally where he will claim that COVID is a Democratic hoax. Now, that's a special kind of stupid. And there are so many people in this country, I guess, that have gone just that stupid, and they're at all ages. Plus the fact that for the last, how many years, and we know in the South it's always been this way, but there are so many white supremacists that are actually members of the Fraternal Order of Police. I don't know how else to put it, but that's the national group. That it's out of hand. Enough is enough, and that's on a global pattern. And there are plenty of leaders out there right now that are not doing the right thing, but between us and Brazil, which is a tyranny also, COVID-19 is hitting the population. Now, we've hit 10 million, I guess, in infected globally. But the doctors are trying to explain to us at the same time now that may say 10 million, but it should say more like, you know, 20, 30, 50
right,
million.
Right, because they quit counting.
And they quit. They had to. But Rwanda in Africa, you know, where people have been known to go to war with machetes, they are tracing and tracking and doing everything right. And it's they've got the lock on it there. I mean, when Rwanda is outclassing, you know, the largest superpower on the planet, we are talking, and the affiliation of any, well, of course, you don't try to get on a plane right now to Europe. If you think that we're getting any intelligence resources or allyship, you think that this is the first thing that's going to dribble out of the intelligence community? You imagine how mad those SOBs are at Langley right now because of us shut off.
Well, a lot of the foreign intelligence agencies aren't sharing their information any longer because they have to inform the president, and the president is the direct pipeline right back to Putin, who the intelligence is being served against.
Well, not only that, but they shut us down 2 years ago.
Exactly, that's right.
2 years ago they shut us out.
Because they know that Trump is the leak to Putin.
Yeah, and the war that is happening right now is against humanity itself. That's the war that's happening right now. And basically, I mean, if you live in the state of Florida, the county of Palm Beach, the medical people there have come out and said it. But it's made national news now that by the end of next week, the county of Palm Beach, which I used to live in, which Ron lives in.
Yes, I'm embarrassed by what happened this week, though, with that Palm Beach County Commission hearing. Yeah.
Well, they said that county was going to be, and this is the first time I've heard this term used, saturated. Saturated.
Yeah.
They're going to be overwhelmed. And his fiance lives down there. He's on the front lines down there as paramedic, firefighter. I'm concerned, but the numbers are driving up everywhere because these people don't, I can go out to just run an errand and nobody's got face masks on. It's just the odd man or woman or girl or boy out who have a face mask on.
Mm-hmm.
It's too, the register runner in a lot of places, whether they're social distancing or not. It's crazy. And to open bars and restaurants was the worst they could have done, and they did it. And we I think by tomorrow we'll be over 11,000 new cases. New cases.
Yeah, well, Florida already is, I think, about sixth in total cases. It's catching up to Illinois. It's going to be in the top five states soon. And it's just crazy that we have these people coming before the county commission, mostly women, a couple of men, people of all backgrounds, age and all that. So it was a mixed group. And they were yelling and screaming that it's God's decision and you don't do anything. And then somebody else said, this is not communist Cuba. Crazy stuff, really stuff.
Yeah.
One person said, I don't believe in wearing masks and I don't wear underwear. I couldn't believe she said that.
Because things have to breathe. I'm doing air quotes there.
Yeah, well, you know, whether the woman goes commando or not is up to her. But that's every individual's choice. But, you know, the thing is that wearing the mask, this whole debate was instigated and is perpetuated by Mike Pence and of Donald Trump walking around without masks on everywhere.
And but today, Mike in Texas did wear a face mask. That's what's so, and he was saying use face masks. So he's contradicting himself.
Yeah. Well speaking of Texas, I have a very good old tow worker. We were together in Columbus. He's working with an engineering firm doing the same thing, the electrical infrastructure grid for an engineering firm down in Houston, Texas. He sent me, it was like an alert that they sent out over Facebook telling everybody to stay in. Houston, Texas, that county down there that Houston is in, is so saturated, has such an outbreak of COVID-19, they don't want people to come out of the house at all. It's that severe.
God.
It's almost like a tornado warning, you know, find shelter.
Yeah. And that reminds me that Pence made a statement last week, only 3% of the counties have a problem. And I
they're
thought
lying.
They include Harris County,
lying.
Texas, Palm Beach County and Broward, and Miami-Dade, Florida, and also in California and Arizona, Maricopa. These are millions of people we're talking about, not just a small number of people.
No,
depends on the
lying.
Size of the county's population.
They are lying. Oklahoma's lying. Iowa is lying. They are all lying.
Yes.
We are. This country is in full swing, and this is not a second wave. This is just a wave continuing of infection. And California is bursting forth again. Now, some of the other countries abroad, including China, are seeing it rebloom again, but not in the levels because they lock everything right back down. They're concerned. They're concerned for their resources. They're concerned for the people who create those resources. And basically, it's looking like communistical China with their governed capitalism is one of the more responsible nations on the block at this time. We have what we have going on here in this country, and Britain has suffered a bit from the same kind of hattery and bullshit that,
right.
you know, cons the people into thinking there's leadership skills present when there's none at all but self-serving, profiteering, and, you know, stroking their chubbies, for God's sake. I'm really pissed off. I'm really angry, guys. This is...
I didn't realize you were. Did you, Wayne?
Well, it's not
yes,
only me.
I think we all
it's
have a right to
not
be.
Only
I'm
me.
Joking. I'm trying to kid around.
Most people are, and if you notice, I listened to Chris Hayes almost screaming at people, at politicians. I've heard that blowhole, Chuck Todd, actually going after people. And then they give someone like Bolton time on air to go make money, but they get angry and they start throwing crap at him and let him dance around it as long as he can, which is absurd and asinine. I mean, if you're a thinking person in this country, boy, you got your ass handed to you right now.
Yes. Right. And meanwhile, beyond getting away from the COVID-19 for the minute, he's now called upon the Supreme Court to end Obamacare in the middle of a pandemic. Whatever you think of Obamacare, there's no alternative, and you don't end health care for millions of people in the middle of a pandemic.
Agreed. As a matter of fact, I have a very good friend. She and her husband had their own machine shop, responsible people, productive and stuff. He has since passed away, and, you know, she's on a limited income, retirement income, and if it weren't for Obamacare, she would have no medical insurance at all. And this lady is a year older than I am, so she's like 68.
By the end of next month, when people begin to really freak out, when the stimulus money is coming to its close or what have you, and people really begin to freak out, what are these bastard Republicans going to do in the Senate about passing a new stimulus? Because let me tell you what, if there isn't lockdown, the bodies are going to start piling like cordwood.
Yeah.
It's just what it is. And I'm jeez, guys, I'm a freaking minister. My job is being a healer. But I'm a political activist. But this, it's not political activism. to understand
right.
that we are being systematically murdered by our leadership.
Willingly sacrificed as a cost of their profits.
Yeah,
well, I think the argument
power.
That I wouldn't say it is that the main people being affected are senior citizens who, like the lieutenant governor,
it's a lie. It's
says,
a lie.
Well, you know, they have to die. You know, he says he's willing to die.
It's going all the way down to teenagers now.
Yeah.
It's going down to teenage athletes.
Yes, but I'm just saying that they're claiming
affirmed.
Senior citizens and minorities are the major victims, so they don't really give a damn. That's the thing. That's what they are not saying,
well,
but they are
right.
saying. Yeah.
They are suffering the biggest brunt of it. I'll concede that one to you, yes. So.
I'll tell you what, gentlemen. The country, you know, everybody's worried about the chance or opportunity that the Republicans will repress the vote and cheat their way back into the White House. I no longer have faith in the United States of America, and I no longer have faith in how the other side of the House or the Senate that it's supposed to be, you know, ruling this country or providing leadership through a democratic means. I no longer have any faith in that. The Democrats seem to be powerless to do anything. Whereas Pelosi has accomplished, milestones in the road, where we sit
right.
now, how we have gotten here, what has transpired, I have no faith in them. And I have no faith in Joe Biden. None whatsoever in him. He's empathetic. He's a good man. But he's an old fool who's been, run through the democratic system for how long. And it's going to take broad, sweeping, imposed changes to bring us out of this mess. And I don't think Biden capable of it. But I still don't think Biden will make it through even the first year of his presidency, which makes whoever he picks as a running mate our president. And I hope to gosh it's a woman.
I understand and do definitely understand what you're saying, Gwen. That's why I'm saying that people need to vote, purge the House and the Senate. They will pass the bills that the people want, the people need. Joe Biden will sign it. And plus two is who he chooses as the vice president, because, like you said, he may not last to the first 4 years even. So whoever is the vice president will step up, and then this will be the 1-2 punch. Get in the progressive, the correct thinking. I'm not going to call them progressive. Just think what the correct thinking people of what this country needs in the House and Senate. Let them make the bills, and then. So whoever the vice president is, and if Joe pass away, she will definitely sign it. But I'm saying Joe Biden will sign whatever the Senate, a Democratic Senate and House bills pass. He will sign.
And he will also have a strong cabinet. I'm sure he'll have a very dynamic cabinet. And the cabinet
Absolutely.
Members really do matter.
Absolutely. That's true. They do.
Oh, for crying out loud, just call in and ask me that question. Excuse me, gentlemen. Oh, my favorite person in the whole world. Anyway, here's the thing. I think I make a very good point, and I know I was being, sort of loud and rotten when I was talking. But the truth is, I mean, Ron, you're a pretty smart fella. You got to even have your doubts that anything's possible at this point as far as turning this ship around in these waters and getting anything done without possibly losing the Republic itself at this point. I mean, I really do think we're there, gentlemen. I've taken a long look at it the last couple of weeks, and of course,
Hello? Oh, my God. to do.
Okay, guys, she got knocked off. She's trying to get back on.
Oh, okay.
I'm here, but it's suddenly it went dark. It was so blank. Yeah.
She got knocked out of the system.
Okay.
Okay. I thought I'd done something at my end here.
Well, of course you have, Wayne.
I'm trying to get back on.
That's right.
But
we were telling truthful facts.
We know you a troublemaker.
That's right. It's my. I know. And my pleasure is great, Professor.
We're all in this together, right?
Please have your sons find it in their heart to forgive me.
Oh my gosh.
So carry on, boys.
Well, okay. I don't know if we're on or not, but
well, we're both on.
Yeah,
no,
you
guys are on. It's just Gwen that got knocked off.
Oh, okay.
No, I even wrote to Gwen to say the phone went dead, although I'm still on the phone call, yeah.
Sure. Well, anyway, getting back on topic, I know that I've spoken with my friends in the Columbus, Ohio area, and they are realizing that, the governor, Republican governor, bowed to the reactionary right, open up this country, and stuff. This is all fake and stuff. So he did a mild opening up. They started blues jams again. And then all of a sudden, their COVID-19 cases just skyrocketed.
Really?
And I called some of my friends, my musician friends, and I said, are you going, have you been to these blues jams or anything, or out in the public in the bars? And they said, no. Because even though, they're saying, the governor opened up the state, he kowtowed to the extreme right, said, I have sense enough not to go out.
Yeah, and he got, and the person with the medical director, healthcare director, resigned.
Wait, Ron, we're trying to, go ahead. You speaking with us?
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, and I've got Ron, and I've got Wayne, and I've got Hobbit and myself on air right now live. Yes?
Okay, very good. Very good.
Good.
And welcome, Hobbit. Oh. Always a pleasure.
Yes, very definitely, yeah.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you. Your microphone's been open for a while. Yeah. Hello? Okay. I'm taking Mercury out back and beating the crap out of him. That's all I know.
I apparently
got thrown off. I've called back into the show. I'm not in, but I'm running the board from. I'm still running the board. So if everybody can just say their name so I can know if they are being heard or not heard, please.
Ron Simon, I'm here.
All right, Wayne Johnson is here. I barely hear Hobbit, but I heard her name, but it was real weak.
Oh, because I'm kissing it to dead spot, sorry.
Okay, so I was in the middle of a rant. I got thrown off. Big apology.
See, Ron, I told you it was her fault, not mine.
Yes.
Go ahead, Gwen. Pick up where you left off, and let's go forward here, because I know what you were saying was very important.
Well, no. I mean, there was a question asked of me over text, and basically, the question was, do I think Biden is smart enough to make strong expert appointments? Well,
yes.
I think he's capable of bringing people to the table who can, but I don't have fullest confidence in that. We shall see. Plus, there's the fact that some of the smartest people that he should bring into the cabinet and to the table right away are people who cannot be pulled out of the Senate because we need the Senate seat. So it's like, half you go this way, half you go that way. It's just we don't know. But also, the chances are that several more at this point blue seats can be obtained than we thought.
Yes, I believe there'll be 53 or 54, so a few of those Democrats can leave the Senate and go into the Capitol, like Warren could, or maybe Klobuchar could go into the Capitol. Yes.
Oh, yes. Entirely too conservative for me, but I mean, and conservatism has its place, but I have not met a conservative in the last 50 years. You know, I've not seen a real conservative, but, you know, conservationalist, maybe I'm thinking in the wrong terms. But the point is that what's going on right now is incompetence, complacency, and the inability of anybody to act. I'm sure that Democrats are doing their best to push that and this, but they're hampered by we're hamstrung by our own rules. You know?
Yes. I still believe things will get better. I really do think there'll be a big turnover. I really think there's going to be a massive turnover.
Look what just happened in Georgia, though, Ron. You know, that scares the hell out of me. And if you ask Cobbett, she's of the opinion that, you know, it's very possible that Trump can win, that he can pull it out of the fire.
I don't see it. You know, I'd be shocked beyond belief if he does. He's so incompetent, and so many things have gone wrong this year that I don't see, you know, no other incumbent has had such a bad situation. Even Herbert Hoover wasn't as bad off as this, you know.
You're right about that. That's really scary, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Things are worse. The things have not been as bad in this country, including disease and the incompetence in handling the economy. Anything that I've ever read and know about. So.
And corruption also. Hoover's administration wasn't particularly corrupt. He was just not able to handle the Depression. And he at least had some knowledge and ability, you know. He looks a lot better. I wrote an article about how Herbert Hoover looks better now.
We certainly have a lot to handle. I mean, the voter suppression, the amount of judges that it will take to get that, you know, pushed away before an election, because it'll go in front of judges, and the amount of judges they put in seats where they know they can, you know, manipulate that.
Can't rely on judicial and legislation processes.
Not between now and an election, is that what you're saying?
Well,
right.
Not between now and an election, and not in general either. You know, laws only help us if they're enforced, and taking things to court. It
right.
all depends on the judge that you get.
Well, yeah, that's a very good point.
You know, and it depends if you can even get in front of a judge.
Right. That's a very good point, Hobbit. I know that the environmental battles that I have fought, basically said had to be, you know, you're not going to do it through suing them or anything like that. It has to be done through political aspects. And we had environmental laws, but it took a damn baseball bat beating, you know, some of the Maryland Department of the Environment officials to enforce those laws.
Exactly. And there's a lot of labor laws that don't get enforced.
You know, we need to be business friendly, right? Well, you know, these people are poisoning people, right? What's business friendly about that? Yeah, but the county needs the income. You know, they need those tax dollars that company brings. I said, in the meantime, they're putting, you know, hexavalent chromiums. It was a wood treatment plant. Pentachlorophenol and stuff into the water aquifers. had a parents of a young lady who I'd gone to school with. They both died within like 10 days of each other because, well, they lived in a trailer. They were poor, and they had a shallow well. And what they had dumped on that property, you know, they were about maybe a quarter mile away, but in the down gradient flow of the water aquifer, and both of them died within. And, you know, when they did, the doctors were trying to figure out what it was, and, like, they were just throwing up this black vial out of their guts. He couldn't figure it out. And then when he found out later, after the fact, that the wood treatment plant had been putting in all these poisonings into the water aquifer, he said, "That fits. That's it right there." He said, he wished that I wish I'd known that. He said, "I had no idea that basically this industry was poisoning people."
Yes, my son works for, oldest son works for the Conservation Lands Foundation, and they're fighting to try to stop all the damage that Trump is doing. And as my son said today, he's doing even more now because the term is ending and he might not be back. So he's trying to do everything to destroy the environment, you know, all at once now in the last year.
Yeah, well,
and
you know,
he's paid to do this. I mean, these are companies paying him. He's got a dance. He's made the deal with the devil. He has to dance to it, stuttle. And that's what he's doing.
Well, that brings up the other point about, you know, if Biden walks into office. First of all, he can sit for 48 or 78 hours signing executive orders that could put a halt to a lot of this stuff. That's just true. And then it might be tied up in the courts, but it will bring a halt to it. There'll be a fight over it, but there will be a halt to it. The other thing is Biden going to walk into that office? Like, if it were me, I would be gathering right now the best prosecutors and the best people out of DOJ that I knew were there to bring charges for the day after inauguration.
Oh, absolutely.
Clap these people,
absolutely.
You know, serve these people and arrest them.
Well, and I've had this conversation with Professor Ron. This is one of my big axes I need to grind.
Yes.
Is the young, the people who are trying to escape the hounds of hell in the Latin American countries, coming up to our borders, asking for a political asylum, because if they're not allowed in, the drug lords or whoever is in charge have actually gone in and executed the parents of these people in the open square just to demonstrate their power. And because they came here to ask for legal asylum, they were taken, thrown in cages. Let's call it what it is. It's not jail. They're just cages.
Disgraceful, yes.
Right. Then little children.
And why is no one doing anything about this? There was the, I told you guys about the one protest in L.A. last week. But nothing is being done about it. And now there's this article circulating about how a judge ruled that, you know, children in some of the detention camps have to be released. But as you know, most people only read headlines. They don't actually read the article. And what
right.
it is, that it only pertains to three family detention centers. So,
right.
And it only applies to 124 children.
Right.
Which is a start.
That's the sad part,
that's not,
it,
and they're planning on deporting the parents. So where, you know, where are
you
the
know,
children going to go? Are they going to be deported back into the situation they were trying to get away from? Are they going to be able to find?
Yes. That's what the game
plan yes.
is.
And you know, gentlemen, this is not all drug cartels down way down south. This is corporate interests working with tyranny and despotism and government that is sending people in to create havoc in indigenous communities and murder environmental activists and such. I mean, and many places there is an American intervention in that towards getting it done, not stopping it.
Let me share the personal experience of what I know for a fact, and that even the CIA had admitted in their, you know, going for budgets, justifying their budgets back in the time of Gerald Ford in the 70s, mid-70s here. The Chile elected in a democratically elected socialist government, and they nationalized everything. They nationalized the vineyards. They nationalized the copper mines up around Iquique and stuff.
That would do it. Yeah.
Yes, yes, right. And basically, they assassinated that president. Country's in turmoil, and Pinochet, Augusto Pinochet, who was the general, took charge and made it a military junta. And
in a country that was a democracy, too.
And yes, it was a democracy.
Yes.
And you know, and anyway. And then,
a stable country in South America, yep.
And their testimony, this is the CIA, and their budget hearings in Congress at the time, said, look, putting money in our pocket is a good investment because for just a couple million dollars, we overthrew that evil communist government in Chile and put in our man. That was testified in Congress.
Yeah, that was under Reagan and UK Thatcher.
Well, that's later on. It started with Ford. And then he was the one that first got installed.
Well, actually, it was Nixon. 73 is when he was overthrown. Nixon was still president.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Ford carried it on. Right, you're right. I'm sorry. You are correct.
I was bidding.
Because when I was down there, it would have been 75.
And that's
still
Ford.
Turmoil. Still turmoil.
Yeah, that was Ford.
Jeez, were you shaving?
This is getting awful. I mean, we're watching the world collapse before I say, listen, guys, man, it's like, you know, prophecy's a poor guide to the future. You know, you only understand it when it's upon you. I mean,
right.
Jeez. This is a shit show for sure. God. And the truth is that many people, well, you know, it's just, it's unsafe. The only way to travel is if you're in a vehicle. And then you have to travel very carefully.
Yep.
And there's just no way. I mean, the airline industry is on its ass and going down. Even Greyhound is having a problem.
I saw where United and American Airlines has decided they're going to go ahead, put in the space to tighten up the spacing of the seats and sell that middle seat again to get their profits up. Southwest is still staying with the, we're going to keep people separated. And there was another airline it was. But
JetBlue also, right?
I think you're right. I think you may be right.
Well, I've always thought JetBlue and Southwest are the better airlines anyway. I've usually flown those.
Well, I was going to say, when I was flying back and forth from Columbus. Go ahead, Gwen.
Yeah, but Jesus effing. I mean, over 500 Delta employees have tested positive for COVID. And they just started the testing on these employees in several companies. And, you know, when you go to buy a ticket from Fort Lauderdale to Memphis one way and it's over $1,000, who's traveling right now, you know? I mean, has anybody called to get the ticket, the cost of a ticket?
Well, I get email alert or email sales.
Uh-huh.
They're running specials of, you know, round trips, $39 each way. In other words, a total of $80 to fly back and forth because they want to get a cash flow going.
From where to where?
Baltimore to Columbus.
Okay, that's about
it's usually about a $200 to $225 ticket. They're running specials to get those people flying.
Are you going back to Columbus?
I'll go back to visit. As a matter of fact, I've got a friend. They were in the same apartment building I was in. They're getting married.
So
they invited me to their wedding. My wife and I were planning on going. But then the, you know, the price is right. But you know what? I'm not getting on a plane.
Oh, I'm joking. I'm joking with you about
it.
Yeah.
The second wave of COVID going through, and I feel really bad of being not being able to attend that wedding. But you know, I'm not going to jeopardize my or particularly my wife's health for this.
Of course.
People are the only way people are safely traveling right now is by vehicle, and you have to quarantine when you get to a destination, and if you're going a long distance, you have to call forward to find out if you can find accommodations on the way. You know, of course, depending on what your mission or goal is, you know, you can drive it straight through if you have someone with you, or I don't know, it's crazy. It's really crazy, but it's crossed my mind. Fact is, I took a nap before we were coming on show, and I dreamt I was driving my little Triumph down the road.
Well, I know American Airlines had to file for bankruptcy and restructuring this stuff. And American Airlines and United have both been in financial trouble for a long time. This pandemic has just really basically put another death nail into their coffins.
They've brought in all of these big industries are doing anything they can right now to make a buck. Look at the luxury liners they've docked in Jacksonville for the convention, death bomb for the Republicans. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And you know, where are the villages, Ron? The villages
in Central Florida.
Okay, the I-4 corridor, the Grand Dragon commute.
Yeah, the people there are very right-wing conservative, mostly retired people, and I don't understand their mentality. I really don't. You know.
Well, basically, that whole area where Trayvon Martin was, you know.
Right.
Murdered by another guy of color, actually. That whole I-4 corridor and the outside the orange groves there and everything is basically huge Klan, Ku Klux Klan territory.
Yeah.
You know that,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, but most of the people living in the villages are senior citizens, though. They're not younger, so. But apparently, they are really not very nice people, you know. Although you can't stereotype everybody, I guess. But
yeah,
you do.
But you're right.
You do.
Large demographics down there of that.
Yeah, it's Klan. It always has been. Anybody who's grown up in the state of Florida knows that that's Klan land up there. You've got two communities up there. Of course, you've got the entertainment industry, which has a lot of LGBTQ people involved because of the entertainment industry with Universal and Disney Studios with their parks, their theme parks up there. But then you have the other industry is the opposing industry, which is a lot of the community of raising, there's a lot of horse farms up there with Ocala and such.
Right,
and so you know, and then there was the real estate developers. I mean, those are the big industries. Those are the money-making industries up there.
Yep.
And, of course, there's the call centers that have gone into the overflow of warehouse districts in that,
right.
In that territory, which are basically mesh rooms for places like Apple has their call
right.
center there, and so does Facebook, and a few others. And gosh knows what's going on. I think the Apple folks are mostly just folks, but who knows what's, you know, but mainly what it's always been up in that territory since the 50s and 60s, big, huge Klan meetings and rallies and, you know.
Yeah.
companies.
No, no, there's
more
another hotspot for that.
Groups in Florida.
San Diego.
Yeah, there's more hate groups in Florida than
like
California,
that.
Which is much bigger. It's the second most hate-filled state as far as groups, Florida.
Right.
Yep.
That San Diego area, which, like I said, I told you the last couple of weeks that I happened to walk into a neo-Nazi rally in Balboa Park in San Diego.
Well, it seems like Ohio is running that way, too. And, of course, Arkansas has always had this is crazy. Do you understand? You know, we're talking about territories.
You get outside of Columbus, and the outer rings here, the suburbs, or more than the suburbs, out, you know, say go out 20 miles from Columbus, and it is very much almost Klan-type mentality. A good friend of mine was a black guy, musician. He was playing at this place called Fat Cat's Place in Lancaster, Ohio, and had been a corning plant there. Of course, it went out, and everybody's unemployed. But we all sat down and ordered. I was going to be out there to support him. And they waited on everybody but him. Oh, we must have lost your order. And I was talking with my friend about that. He says, yeah, they've done that to me before. He said, if I'm playing there, I just get it to go. I can get it to go, but I can't sit there and eat.
Oh, my God. Well, here's the thing. Down here in the I-4 corridor, as Ron pointed out, at the villages, they've got these guys in golf carts going by. They didn't show the protesters very well in the footage I saw. It was just those guys in the golf carts going white power, you know, looked like they were headed for the tee.
Right.
It's insane.
Well, and the thing is, and Trump tweeted that. He posted that.
Yes, he did. He said these are good people.
But then he withdrew it, and they claimed he didn't realize, he didn't hear the person say white power is what people around him said.
Right.
More lying.
Well, they're all lying to us. They're lying to us from the White House every damn day. But I will say this, the journals, even Anderson Cooper got angry the other night. And you should have heard Chris Hayes on Friday evening. He was yelling. He was yelling. He was so outraged. And I've watched even Rachel Maddow is losing her calm during these things. I mean, they're trying to pound on the floor and say, when is something going to be done about it? It's building. There is a brew building here.
I don't, go back to our other question. My main concern is the voter suppression. There in Kentucky, they closed, you know, because of the COVID-19, we got to, you know, close all these polling places. And they left one polling place in the majority black section of one of the cities there in Kentucky. Over like 686,000 people only have one place to go vote.
That's just wrong.
And thank you. And I think, Hobbit, we spoke about that last week, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did a little bit. And, you know, again, my question is always, okay, well, what are we going to do about it? And the answer to that, obviously, is organize.
Well, I was going to say, the thing is at this point in time, what can we do to open up more polling places? You know, this is blatant voter suppression. What kind of judge, what kind of court, what kind of legal aspects, what recourse do we as a nation, we as citizens of this country have to overcome and correct this atrocity in our voting rights against this kind of maneuvers?
You know, Wayne, that's why I have lost faith in government of this country. I really have. I've lost faith in the Democrats, and, of course, I never had much for a long, long time on the other side. But Washington, D.C., my mother made the correct description of, you know, if you ever want to stick an enema in this country, that's where it goes, right there.
Yeah.
And
it's not just this country. I remember talking with when I was in the Navy and then Italy, Rome, Naples, Bari, Italy, and stuff, and talking with young kids in the plaza. There's one guy, and we were talking. He said, yeah, his father had been in government, national government. Like, he was like a congressman at one time, but he was with the Democratic Christians Party, I think is what it was, which was kind of a popular progressive party at the time. But he didn't run the second term. He got out, he said, because it was just so damn corrupt.
And still got it.
He didn't
problem.
Want to be affiliated with it.
As this goes down, I mean, I think Hobbit makes the best point. We do need to organize. Well, no buts about it. We do need to organize. How do we organize? Usually we've organized under the banner of a political party. That doesn't seem to be working. And I don't mean to throw off completely on those people in government at this moment who are actually faithfully working towards solutions and getting things done. I really don't, and yet they are way too ineffective. It's going to take some bold moves, maybe bold moves that puts them in trouble with their own government. If I were Nancy Pelosi, I'd marshal the sergeant-at-arms, and I'd march up to 1600 and haul that son of a bitch out of office.
Yeah, well.
Incompetent, putting the nation in peril. You know, screw Mitch McConnell. Haul his ass out of Senate. Put him under charges of corruption and neglect and incompetence and obvious suppression. Just throw it on him. But you have to have the force to back it up, and I'd marshal that force. I'm talking sedition, aren't I?
Well, I've always had a little flavor for civil disobedience, and that's what I did. When I was fighting environmental battles, and you know, we were talking to deaf ears.
Run.
So the first thing you had to do was box those damn deaf ears and say, "Now, do I have your attention, bitch?"
Yeah, the one thing I'm concerned about, though, is that if I do agree he should be prosecuted, but I can imagine the bloodshed that would ensue of Trump supporters if that happens. We'd have bloodshed like we've never seen, I think.
Right. Right. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, I get it. I really do. And knowing my own family's on the front page of that is, you know, really hard to swallow. But, and so we're just going to allow ourselves to become the chattel of corruption here.
To prosecute all of them, but it's going to be hard to do it in reality, you know.
That's what I'm saying. If it's going to have any chance at all, it's going to have to be a major voting blue and overthrow of both the House and Senate, and, of course, the presidency, not only there, too, but at the state and local elections. Your county commissioner cannot be a Republican because that's where it all pyramids up. It has to be a clean sweep. There may be some very good Republicans in the mix that are going to, you know, be chattel, you know, cannon fodder out of the deal.
Well, that's basically what is on the menu tonight on Progressive News Network, which is up right after us tonight at 7 p.m., and I hope people will join Rick Spezak and Brooke Hines and the rest of the Florida progressives on how they are putting together and organizing to try and make that happen as quickly as possible.
Right. Good for them.
And they're doing a pretty fabulous job of at least trying to get folks to hear it and folks to get involved, and they do all right with it. And we did better in the last elections, and I think those voices lent a great deal to it. Midterms, there was a blue wave,
but now we don't need a blue wave this in 2020 here. We need a blue tsunami. I want it to wipe every damn village and house and cottage off of the damn beach of the Republican Party in the House and Senate, and let's start constructing new.
Yeah, and the other thing we can do is in our daily walk and as much in public as we are is to stand in our integrity and not allow people to be put upon. If you see somebody doing the wrong thing or hear them doing the wrong thing, you have to stand up. You can't just stand by or walk away.
No.
And well, that's pretty
Linda,
damn
as you
hard.
Know, I walked in the Black Lives Matter with the Marilyn Masons.
Well, yeah,
here in Annapolis just last year.
You and Hobbit have done that, and it's important, and these things have to happen. But in our everyday walk, as people just out there, you really do have to, and that's another thing that we have to do when we're out there. If people are not wearing a mask, if they're too close to us, we can't just shy away from it. We have to stand and say something 6 feet
I
back.
I call them out on it.
What's
yeah.
wrong with you? Don't
I
you
call them
understand?
Out on it.
You can't just walk away from it. You really cannot. Before we get off air, I want to thank you, Ron, for being with us.
Oh yes, that's always a great time. Yes, thank
and
you.
And I want to thank Hobbit Lafay for calling in from up in Maine. And
yep.
I know that Jack will be listening later. And I want Jack to know that we're sending him all the best to
absolutely,
feel
Jack,
better
well.
And get rested up. Yeah. And unless anybody has a major announcement. Here we go.
No, except that I just want to say we can't just vote and then, you know, brush our
Relax.
Hands and say, okay, well,
right.
we voted and,
yeah,
you know,
well,
we
you
pay their salaries.
Involved.
They work for us. We need, we have to hold them and continue to hold them accountable.
Well, Hobbit,
yes.
one of the things I say, you know, when I say vote blue all the way through, House, Senate, state and local levels, and of course the presidency. They said, but also get involved and change the Democratic
Absolutely.
Party once they're in control from inside. Get involved. Get your voice heard. Become part of it. Start becoming
and
part of the solutions instead of the bitch section. Start becoming part of the solutions working within the party. That's the key.
Well,
and
we need to get rid of the two-party system because it is inherently flawed. I mean,
yeah,
first we have to deal with this initial 2020 situation, but as long as we have a two-party system, it is always in, it's never going
is,
to
only,
be
there's only,
the
there's only one. There's
country.
Only one side that's splitting their votes.
Guys, I've got less than a minute.
If, okay. In other words, if those had voted for, right, if those hadn't split their votes and voted for third parties, we would not have had W. Bush and Cheney. We wouldn't have had a second term of W. Bush and Cheney. We would not have had Trump.
Exactly, and I'm worried that that's going to happen again. But
that's what
down
I'm
the road,
cannot
you
be,
need to start addressing these systems.
Do not vote for a third party at this time. Make the Democratic Party the third party by your efforts within. That's what I'm saying. All right, folks, and in Jack's behalf and honor, keep pushing forward.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone.
Good. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Rob.
Yes, sir.
This
Good
has
night,
been,
all.
This has been the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters Radio. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back next Sunday to bitch and moan and yell. And hopefully we'll do it better. Okay, good night. Be well. Be safe.